for calling Newick Business. If you know your party's extension, please dial now or press 0 to reach the operator. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Newegg Business. This is Ryan. How may I help you?
Hey, Ryan. It's Gabe over at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Gabe. So yeah, we're still in the search for the check. I think what happened was it got sent to the building next door, and right. Within our system, we're trying to figure out who had it last. So we're still looking for it.
Okay, got you. Yeah, it would have been from a Marlin Business Bank. I'm trying to get I'm waiting on an email.
Okay.
I'm waiting on an email back from our funding department right now. I'm gonna probably they're in one of the suites down the down the hall from us. I want to see if the check has been cashed, and that way, you know, if it hasn't been cashed, we can just, you know, overnight you guys another one.
Okay.
But I'm just waiting to get a response from them. I'm gonna shoot them another email and try and get an answer. But is there anyone there, to your knowledge, last name King, that might have signed for it?
Yeah, there's a person at receiving in that building with the last name King, and
okay,
I've sent an email to that person, but I haven't had any response. So, but our accounting department, that usually the person that takes in all the checks, they're on the hunt too, trying to find it, and so I'm still waiting back to hear from them.
Okay, yeah.
But if you want to just, you know, cancel and resend it, I can let them know, and then we can just go from there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure. I mean, I know you guys are a big company that gets a lot of. I'm sure you guys get a lot of checks sent there, but I mean, even with the specific dollar amount, the accountants weren't able to locate any check for that amount.
No, not with that specific one. Yeah.
Okay.
But I wanted to get asked that Marlin Business Bank that name, because maybe that will help them find the check. So.
Yeah, I think that, let them know, yeah, that it was sent, because we're a syndicate of theirs. We have our main partnership is with them. So that's who it really most likely came from, Marlin Business Bank. But I'm going to check. I'm going to, like I said, I'm waiting to hear an answer here from our funding department just to see if the check has been cashed by you guys, you know, so we can just issue another one if that's the easiest thing to do. But
okay.
Yeah, if not, I'm sure it'll turn up there. Maybe, you know, now that you know it's from Marlin Business Bank, because I'm just glad I'm just glad that you guys have some of the King that works there and it's not some, like, random person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure
it's
around there somewhere. But I'll reach out to you. I'm gonna try and get a more specific answer. But it was delivered. I'm not sure. I think you had the tracking number, but it was delivered on the 21st, which I believe was last
Tuesday. Right, yeah.
But I'm if you could check with them again, let them know it was Marlin. Do you need, like, the specific invoice number it was from to know the specific dollar amount, or do you already have
that? No, I already have all that information.
Right,
I just wanted
to
maybe, like, if it was on a name on outside of the envelope, they can, you know, see easier or look for.
Yeah, well, I'll get on it. I'm just glad it got delivered to your guys' facility and not some, I think the issue is that most of the time we get quotes, they have the address on them, and I think this quote, you guys didn't have your address on there, so I think that created some confusion, but we'll get it figured out regardless, and I'll reach out to
definitely.
You. You reach out to me if you guys are able to locate it. I'm going to find out here it's been processed by you guys. Alrighty.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gabe.
We'll talk soon. Yeah, we'll be in touch tomorrow. All right, bye.
Okay. All right.